just flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new life for me.
Hi, and welcome to Leading from the Heart. It's Thursday, August 7th, just after 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That little bit of music you heard is by Omar Offendom. It's called New Day, obviously a tribute to Nina Simone. And the title of this post, A New Dawn, A New Morning, A New Chance for Us, came as a line from that song. So I'm going to let you hear the rest of that song at the end of this podcast. I'm going to be talking a little bit today about the whole podcasting process, since it is the first one. Then the reason for the title of this, New Beginnings Starting for Me. I've got a new position that I'm entering in just under 20 days, I think something like 19 days at the school. And also I'll be talking about some resource and conversation links to do with teaching. Because I've been noticing a lot of blog posts lately on, advice to new teachers, and I'm realizing that, I've been teaching for 12 years, and I still look at that advice. It's like each year I need to remind myself what it is I need to do this year. And at the end of this podcast, like I said, I'm going to be playing that song for you in full. So let's get to it. The planning tools that I used for this podcast, because I really realized that in order to do this properly, I had to plan it out. So I used a mind mapping software that I've got on my computer called Labyrinth, and you've got a link to that in the post. As well, to record this, I did it really simply this time, just using my GNOME a sound recorder that came bundled in my operating system. Again, there's a link to that in the post. Maybe in the future I'll try something more, a little bit more complex, like Audacity or something. This one is really, really simple, so I just, use the mic to record the music, but I think later on I'd like to make something that sounds a bit richer. So, in about 19 days from now, not that I'm counting, I'm going to be starting a new position at the school I work at, Howard S. Billings High School in Chateauguay, Quebec. I'll be teaching grade 11 in the alternative school, which means that I'll have a small group of kids, probably anywhere from 16 to 20, and I'm going to be their core teacher, which means that I will be teaching, most likely, English, math, science, hopefully not French, though I can do it, and other courses as well, all their core courses. The pros of I really wanted this position. And when I met with the team, I was sure that I was making the right decision for wanting this. The team seems to work really well together. They're collaborative. The whole team met me, not just the head teacher, in order to, see if we'd be a good fit. Another pro, again, is like I said, it's small groups of students. These students can read, which is a big difference from the students I worked with last year who were really challenged in that area. So I'd be able to go a little bit more in-depth into the coursework. And as well, something that really pulls me into this program is that out-of-the-box thinking is really encouraged. In fact, Colin, the head teacher, said, expect to do things differently here, and that's just how I always expect to do things, so I think it'll be a really good fit for me. Another pro is that even though it can be scary, teaching new subjects for me helps me to keep my teaching rich and alive, and helps to keep me thinking outside of the box, because I need to solve new problems all the time. I've never taught grade 11 math before. That's going to be a biggie, so I'm going to be calling on a lot of support for this one. I've already asked Jose, I've already indicated to Dan, though he hasn't responded yet, that I'm going to be asking for help, and I'm going to be needing it. As well as, of course, Alona, who has been teaching math in alternative settings, I think, for the last little while. Again, that's going to be kind of a con because the new subjects means I need to teach those things to me. I can't just go in and wing it on a lot of the days, like sometimes I tend to do. It's going to be longer hours working in this program, but that's okay. That's okay. It's what needs to be done, I guess, for these kids. But that will also be because the students in this program, I have been told, have different emotional issues than other kids in the school, and that's why they're in the program. So those are going to need to be addressed even before I get to the math and the English and the science and whatever courses I need to teach. So I'm, all in all, I'm excited about starting. I'm very curious about how the year is going to unfold, and it's definitely a new dawn for me. So that brings me to, you know, how am I preparing myself for this? Obviously, I'm doing a lot of thinking right now, and one of the things I'm looking at are these different, you know, blog posts that friends of mine and people I haven't met yet have been writing as, you know, advice, suggestions for new teachers. And I've created a list of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 by Dan, Alona, oh, two of them from Alona, Jose, and Ms. C. Those are on my other blog, TracyRosen.com, where I put smaller kind of blog bites as opposed to the longer essays that I include on this blog, Leading from the Heart. And as well, on that, in that post, I've included a kind of a funny little cartoon that I would love it if you went and looked at it and added to it. It's about classroom management, and I'd love to hear what you have to say about it. It made me Google that cartoon. So those are the things that I'm doing to prepare, as well as, of course, boning up on my high school math. I stopped taking math in grade 10 because I found out that that if I took the advanced math in grade 10, I didn't have to do it in grade 11. So, you know, it's going to be, I'm reaching back far for this math. And I guess I've mentioned it a few times, so I must be a little bit nervous about it. I'm sure it'll all work out, but I'm going to include some of the links to my math resources that I've started looking at already. It is grade 11 math in Quebec, so it's math 514, 26, or 536. I think I'll be team teaching it with the other grade 11 teacher, that's Colin, who's the head teacher, and I know I'm going to get lots of support from him as well as Walter, who's going to be teaching grade 10, who I'm not sure if he's done the grade 11 program before, but he's been in this alternative program for a year, so I'm going to be relying a lot on them to help me through this challenging first year. That's it. If you want to hear, and I suggest you hear it because it's a good song, the New Day full track, click on the link in this post because it'll be a much better quality than anything I can record through this microphone. Peace out. Have a great rest of your August 7th, and hope you're all thinking about how you're going to be heading into the new year as well.